Now the principle in all of these spectroscopies is the same. We have a energy state for our system. It could be an atom, could be a molecule, could be a solid. And we ensure that we change the energy state from energy state 1 to energy state 2. Now we can then measure the difference in energy between those two states, either as we push our state from state 1 to state 2, or we can measure the energy as the state goes from state 2 back to state 1. Once we've got that difference in energy, our delta E, we can then calculate the frequency that's responsible for it, or conversely, from the frequency, we can calculate the difference in energy. And here, Planck's constant is a constant that will be given, as is the speed of light if we want to access the wavelength. Now, there are some problems that I've got in the multi-choice section for the test or the final exam that just check out. You can do these sort of basic calculations. Your textbook does some of these calculations as well. Make sure that you work through a couple of these just so that you're comfortable with them. The only trick to remember is it's on the basis of per atom, not on the basis of per mole. Just have to be a little careful. So the scales used then, UV visible is short, medium wavelength. Short is the UV and medium is the visible, so we're in nanometers. The infrared, as I said, is in micrometers. Now when we look at the actual difference between our different groups that we're going to use for infrared, there's not enough discrimination if we stick to the wavelength scale. And as a result, chemists move through to a reciprocal reciprocal centimeter scale. Now I used to have in this course the definition for how we come up with reciprocal centimeter. Everybody just used to lose it when I used to explain it, so I've decided just to tell people that's the scale that we use, and just trust me, it works very well. If you want to have a look at your textbook, the McMurray explains it. It's not that hard, but just I don't want people to get phased about the scale. It's not that important. Now, for nuclear magnetic resonance, it's the same deal. I indicated that we're down to this meter to kilometer sort of scale. Again, it's inconvenient for people when they're trying to discuss the spectroscopic technique in terms of the groups we're interested in. So we'll work initially in megahertz, which is then the frequency corresponding to it, and then we'll change that through to the part per million down at the NMR section, because even the megahertz